But anyway, this is what you've got there. And it put me in mind of all the New Age. The New Age movement came out of Freemasonry, by the way. The official monthly magazine of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, which isn't Scottish, by the way, its name was, of the magazine, was called The New Age. And they said in their magazine that they were going to be responsible for bringing in the New Age, you see. Now, New Age has within it the perennial religions, which they bring out at this time when they're taking culture down. The perennial religions being all vague kinds of spirituality, gurus galore, mystic meanings that you'll have to find out if you want to get to higher heaven, vibrating at higher frequencies, color-coded frequencies, and to vibrate out of this world, yada, yada, yada. The oneness of us all, you see, the world's soul, blah, 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 all the hairy, fairy stuff that works awfully well because, you see, you can always take people out of their religion. You see, but you can't take the religion out of the people. When you take something away, they will try and fill it with something else in order to get meaning from life. And the more pressures and chaos you put on people, the more terrified you make them, the more desperate they are to find a meaning of life. Because, you see, they can't deal with all the masses of problems. Oh, we're going to have a financial collapse. Yeah, but we get this all the time because we're kept terrified of wars. Or the threat of wars or financial collapse and all the rest of it by those who own the system. That's how they keep you under control. Which makes it kind of weird because why would you want to keep the same system going that's never worked for you? And you think you can vote and change it. Oh, gee. Well, anyway, that was the Vampire Obsessed Trucker, right? And then you had the Heaven's Gate. Remember in the 90s, you had the Heaven's Gate cult, so-called a religious group. And in the 90s, they followed this guru who brought in UFO religions, millennialism, they brought in all the New Age thing, the oneness, and plus evolution too. So your body and soul were going to evolve to the next ET kind of thing. And people flocked to this character, who was a nutcase fanatic, but he had deeper problems than just that. He was also homosexual, it seems, and this is how a lot of them, including himself, were castrated, actually, in his cult. And what these guys will do, the technique takes a very simple, but always the same, whether it's a Jim Jones or anything else. You can start going into what you think is occult teachings. And it's very popular, this kind of thing, especially, as I say, when people have lost their basic religions, their guidelines, and they're desperate for meaning in life because they feel helpless and they can't fight all the problems of the world, which we're bombarded with all the time. And so they join the cults hoping to find, if I can just find the secrets of what this means and that means, then I'll be godlike. I'll be free from worry. I'll be free from threats of any kind, because I'll be super, like a Superman or a godlike, you see. And so out come the gurus. A lot must apply to you by the CIA, because you'll find the same CIA research going on within all these cults before they end up killing themselves. That's always there. And because, you see, you can use that on a bigger scale in the general population, and this is what's coming about today. That's why you've got so many talk shows out there now pretending to know secrets. Now, I enjoy deciphering old Masonic codes and things because I never forget for a minute that whatever you can decode, whatever man can decode, was put together by man, not some supernatural being. And secret societies down through the ages have always used codes so no one would find out what they were talking about or conversing about amongst themselves. There was hand codes and everything. They could build a whole language. Even the early monks in Christianity, when they took the vows of silence, they developed a system that became worldwide for all their groups of various hand signals and gestures, because it was forbidden to speak, you see, in some of these groups. So there's always an answer for it which a person can decipher. We know too that some cultures have had and do have alphabets which where the letters are also numbers. We know the Romans, for instance, and even the Greeks used the Chaldeans, and you could actually use the Hebrew as well, because it was also a number. And if they were scrambled into numbers, they could mark it on sticks. The messenger ran with the stick to the other part of the army, and another person there could decode it, you see. Very simple cryptology. But you'll find the same thing with the terms that you say in Freemasonry, and you can spend your life reading it and having a good laugh, because when you know what things are, you often do laugh, you understand, of how they communicate to each other. But things go deeper with some people too, and these are the ones who are scared stiff of life. And mind you, this system it means to try and scare you of life altogether. The best war to have, even in ancient times to the present, is psychological warfare on the public. You're destroying them with psychology and fear, and they aren't going to fight like virile, angry men. It's not going to happen. They're already conquered. Very simple. So you can all be conquered so easily by those who understand the formulas. And believe you me, you have literally thousands of think tanks across the world all using these techniques to make you follow them on behalf of the big boys themselves. Make them follow even the things that sound good, green this, green that, because they need you to protest for the very laws to get passed that they want themselves, so as they can have everybody off the land and they can drill there, get gas out of it, or whatever else they happen to want to do. They want to own all the resources of the planet, and they use the what they call useful idiots. Well-meaning people, but useful idiots. The ones who lead them know exactly what they're there for. They're getting well paid for it. But yeah, getting back to the Heaven's Gate cult, it's very interesting to watch the videos up there about it and get an idea of how these things actually work. And they're all very, very similar, where they bring you in with little secrets, with a guru who knows the secrets, and they give you forms of hypnosis go on even in a general conversation, because there's different ways you think, there's different levels that you think on and reflect on, as opposed to the one you would use for driving a racing car, where you must be on the ball split second. And there's another level beneath that where it's meditative, you're contemplative about things. So these bring you into a contemplative state and a hypnotic state, and you start to Your total logic part for survival gets submerged into the subconscious state, and you're under hypnosis and easily managed to believe things you should never ever, things you should actually scoff at. So you had the Order of the Solar Temple, you had the Heaven's Gate group, you had the Jones, the group two, the Jim Jones cult. They all killed themselves, mass suicide. And CIA involvement, definitely. It was known about that one too, all along. Because you're being these are being studied. They can be used on a mass scale. Mass scale. So be very careful of these groups and people who pretend to know secrets. As I say, I could sit and teach you secrets all the time. But simply by decoding stuff. That's all it is. And as I say, what man decodes, man put together, not some god or some supernatural deity. Very, very simple stuff, you see. It's just to keep it secret from the public. That's the only reason it's secret. Not because there's some magic involved in there. So we're careful of folk who come out as gurus and tell you about their own personal experiences. And you hope, if you catch a hold of their robe, that somehow this person's closer to the great all. Call it what you want. The great all, the oneness, than you are. That's a standard way of human behavior. Where at one time the people would touch the cloak of a king. They believed it had curative powers, even in the time of King James. They would regard as holy, closer to God than you. Same with priests and so on. Because you never have enough faith in yourself. You don't have the confidence that these people seem to portray to you to do the same thing. you see. So you fall for all these groups and the con men who make a killing off you, let's hope it's just a financial killing, who come out and say, yep, and they rehash all the old theosophy stuff, all the old Rosicrucian stuff. They don't have to write new books. They just take it and hold chapters from previous ones over 150 years. It's all been done before, you see. But there's no end of folk who want to believe it, because they have nothing to believe in now, and they're desperate. Absolutely desperate. And as you get more and more afraid of everything, and all this news is bashing you, oh my God, there's a thousand things, and you can't deal with them all. You can't deal with more than two major crises in your life at a time, or you crack up. And we're in that stage of almost cracking up. Along comes the gurus. And they tell you that a wonderful experience. And they tell you that maybe took drugs with it, or maybe not. And the great awe came through them on a hilltop or whatever, and their whole body vibrated, and they could have left the world, you know. They could have left the world. Because, you see, you're all base, they tell you, because you're in a lower density of vibration. You're not high enough, you see. Of course, there's many ways to get high. But that's what you're told, and people fall for it in swarms. And they throw money at gurus, just like priests, because they think they got the answer. They're closer to the great all than I am. And they'll pay big money for the next bit of the code, the next bit of the code. And here's the key to it with cults. Here's the key to it, and con men. Here's the key, folks. Eventually, these leaders, after taking you on this big ride, this crazy ride, you see, that you've followed step by step, waiting to get to the ultimate oneness and knowledge and so on, they can't take you any further except out of the world. Out of the world. And the psychology, their own psychology that's working on them as the leader, makes them commit suicide. Some of them don't do that. They get you to commit suicide and they bugger off somewhere else. Because there's nowhere else they can take you. I can remember Bill Cooper talking years ago about this too, and he said they always tell you there's an ultimate secret, and he says, guess what, there is no ultimate secret. That's the secret. And that's it, you see, folks. So be very, very, very careful of these groups.